Special Counsel Robert Mueller ended more than 2 years of silence this morning.
Now, I hope and expect this to be the only time that I will speak to you in this manner.
He then highlighted for reporters a few key takeaways from the massive report his office wrote and released last month, summarizing their investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election and connections to President Trump. Mueller did not clear up the did he or didn't he questions that linger around the president. On the one hand,
there was insufficient evidence to charge a broader conspiracy.
And on the other,
if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Mueller did take pains to explain the limits to what his office could do.
A president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing.
He's referring to a possible impeachment process.
That's Kimberly Welly, a law professor who knows quite a bit about presidential investigations. She was associate independent counsel during the Whitewater investigation of President Bill Clinton.
Under the Constitution, a president can essentially be fired through an indictment and a trial process that occurs actually in Congress and not in the criminal justice system in a court. Alternatively, in 2020, American voters can decide this man does not belong in office another 4 years. And then if the statutes of limitations have not expired on possible crimes, including obstruction, Mr. Trump, the private individual, could still be charged and indicted and tried criminally in the criminal justice process.
Yeah, so what you're saying is when Trump is no longer a sitting president, perhaps there would be further legal action at that point?
There certainly could be, because Mr. Mueller was clear to say that if his team had confidence that Mr. Trump did not commit a crime, they would have said so. So that leaves open a real question as to whether he did commit a crime. And I think many former prosecutors have read the full Mueller report and determined that based on the information in the second volume on obstruction, there's ample evidence to charge the president with a crime. So if he does not get a second term, potentially the statute of limitations would not have run, and the Justice Department could charge Donald Trump as a private citizen with the crimes that are potentially underlying the Mueller report.
Did you learn anything, Kimberly, that was new on the question of obstruction of justice listening to Mueller today?
I did not learn anything new. What I thought was interesting is that he rephrased his report when it comes to obstruction of justice. He said, we weren't in a position to exonerate the president. Today, what he said was, if we had confidence that he did not commit a crime, which is much more layperson's language, then we would have said so. And he did not repeat the exoneration phrase that was in the report and that was in Bill Barr's summary, initial four-page summary of the report, this concept of exoneration. He said, listen, if we had confidence that he did not commit a crime, we would have said so. So the big question is, did he commit a crime? And he lays out the evidence in the report and says, listen, Congress, go with it. Look at this. It matters. And we'll just have to see how the political process shakes out going forward.
Yeah, all those comments today from Mueller, I mean, it felt like he was coming close to talking about impeachment, but not using that specific word. What do you think his statements, his comments today will do to the discussion on Capitol Hill about impeachment?
You know, it sounds like the president's initial tweet in response to Mr. Mueller's was pretty subdued for this president. He said there's insufficient evidence of a crime. That's very different from it's a hoax. These are all unethical, biased attorneys. Mueller made it very clear this was, you know, these are good people. They're fair and independent minded. And so I think this bolsters politically the Democrats' position that investigation of this president is legitimate. And as a constitutional law professor, it has to be that way, whether it's this president or someone else. My position is there has to be accountability for any government official.
Do Mueller's comments today provide any new information or detail to members of Congress that was not in the redacted report that was made public recently?
No, but what I think he does do is reframe the narrative in a manner, frankly, that would have been appropriate from Mr. Barr at the outset. Mr. Barr said there was no determination that there was any collusion. Mr. Mueller today made clear that there was insufficient evidence to charge a broader conspiracy. Conspiracy is a legal term, collusion is not. He also made the argument that obstruction of justice is a legitimate inquiry. It's of critical importance, he said, because it strikes at the efforts to find truth and hold people accountable. So I think Mueller's independence, Mueller's judicious, measured approach, his fact and law approach, his apolitical approach, all of that is almost the grandfatherly sort of thoughtful mentor coming in to the American public and saying, listen, this is the bottom line. And I think he's handing off a baton that sort of clears a little bit of the political noise and the distortions, frankly, that have been, I think, making it their rounds in the American discourse in a way that's really not helpful to the rule of law or to our separation of powers.
We've been kind of chatting about the headlines from 10 minutes of Mueller speaking today, Kimberly. What else stood out for you?
It stood out for me that he opened and really closed his statement with the question of Russian interference in the 2016 election.
There were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American.
Deserves attention in the present tense, not deserved in the past tense. And I think we need as a nation to focus on the integrity of our electoral process. The Congress and the president should get behind that and put the money into it that's necessary to ensure that we've got a bullet-tight electoral process. We do not right now. And so we could see a redo in 2020 of what happened in 2016. And I think if you read between the lines, that's what Mueller was saying. This is really serious. And that should be the headlines going forward, not the he said, she said with respect to Mueller and Barr. And I'm hoping that Mueller's statement today will be how the report itself is framed going forward.
Kimberly Welle, professor of law at the University of Baltimore School of Law. Thanks very much for this.
My pleasure.